mustache. Not a mustache.
A mustache, a mustache, a mustache. Big mustache, thick mustache. My mustache, your mustache. Say the word mustache. A mustache, a mustache. Now we both have said mustache. A mustache, a mustache. If you only got a mustache.
That's your mom and she's got a mustache.
All right, it is time for America's fastest growing facial hair related quiz sensation, mustache. Not a mustache. Where I will play a sound bite or a sound clip or a movie clip or a song or something, and you will tell me whether the person talking or singing has a mustache or does not have a mustache. And if you identify the person, you get a bonus point. So 2 points per question. First one, the 10 points. As long as both of you get to go, someone pointed me out, like, oh, it's not first one to 10 points because you let the other person go. Okay, relax. Or
that
it's
was
not
a good impersonation of us, Jared.
No, it wasn't you. It was somebody else on Twitter.
Okay.
But, yeah, so first one to 10, or whoever's winning when we run out of time, or I run out of questions.
Which is entirely possible.
Which is very, very possible.
Right.
But
right.
We'll start, I believe.
Dan Bickley is the reigning champion.
Dan Bickley is the reigning champion.
Yeah, baby.
And as the reigning champion, Dan, you will start this week.
All right.
And we'll start with a musical question.
Okay.
Float like a feather in a beautiful world.
Hope you got the right version.
I wish I was special.
Yeah. That is Tom York from Radiohead, and that is not a mustache.
That is correct. Well done. Yes, I cut it off right before, because I did not have the right version.
Oh,
so
that's good.
Did not want that to get on the air. All right, Vinny, musical question for
if
you.
If I had not said something, had that...
No, no, I had it edited.
Okay,
I had it edited.
I have bonus points for editing?
No, no, I had it edited.
Good.
Come on and sing along.
That is certainly a glorious mustache belonging to Lionel Richie.
That is correct. A prominent,
fabulous mustache.
Wonderful mustache. Absolutely right. All right. Dan?
Oh, there's one more thing, sir. Mr. Hart is in Rome. He's going to be back in his hotel room in a little while. Before I talk to him, were you really playing chess the other night?
That is Columbo. Peter Falk, not a mustache.
Yes,
ooh,
correct.
Well done.
Thank absolutely. Well done.
I can tell. Bick's on his game.
He is. He's locked in today.
Uh-huh.
All right, Vinny?
I got my vibe right.
This year on the Hideaway has been a marvelous year. We've had so fantastic guests. I was crazy going nuts. Ringo Starr and Margaret, who wore a low-cut thing, and I got to tell you, they look marvelous.
Just a side note before I answer this.
Yes?
I probably got close to being strangled by several different people my eighth grade year because I spoke in that voice for a good portion of
he
that.
He wouldn't stop.
I wouldn't stop. That is Billy Crystal as Fernando Lamas, not a mustache.
Wow. That is correct.
That's kind of happening now with Borat, isn't it?
Oh,
everybody's
a second wave.
Imitating Borat.
What do you mean?
Oh, here we go.
Young Shemesh,
my wife. My wife.
Have you seen that viral video about with the woman doing the
thing? Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. It is funny when something hit, and you saw that with Napoleon Dynamite when it came out.
Yes.
Like when something with Anchorman
it happened. I've fallen prey to all of those trends, by the way.
It's fun. Yeah. I know, but yeah, it is annoying. All right. Let's go with some musical ones here. First, Dan.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
For my money, that is the greatest remake song in rock and roll history. That is Jimi Hendrix, and that is a mustache.
That is correct and correct. All right. Vinny?
Yes?
There must be some way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
Hey,
I can't get no relief.
That is not a mustache, Bob Dylan.
That is correct. You know, I could have had Bob Dylan's harmonica. if I were only a better game show player.
Yeah. Imagine how much money you could have got when you pawned that.
No, yeah. Sell it back
about
to them.
That.
All right. Let's go here for, it's a 6-6 tie. Very strong all start right here. Dan Bickley.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, I'll think about it. I'm even going to have to practice this. Ralph, I was ruined. It's kind of stuck in my throat there, stuck in my throat. Ralph, look, I was ruined.
That is Henry Winkler, Arthur Fonzarelli, not a mustache.
That is correct.
Ooh.
Very, very good. Very, very good. All right. Vinny?
Yeah.
Do you think man will ever walk on the sun?
No. The sun is too hot.
What happens if they went in winter when the sun is cold?
That is Sacha Baron Cohen as Ali G and a mustache.
That is correct.
I wish that show would come back. I don't know if it would be relevant or relate or hit the way it did.
Come back as with new episodes?
Yeah.
I mean, it was hard. You saw in the new Borat movie
how recognizable.
He even couldn't. Yeah even in small town America, yeah, he had to wear like a second costume on top of his Borat costume to get around.
It was the best. Yep. Yeah, that was. I think it was your best Halloween costume too. Once back in the day,
it was.
Yeah.
Booyakasha.
Should that be us? We have a few days. Should we be the three faces of Sacha Baron Cohen?
Nope. I'm all good.
Ali G, Borat. Bruno, you want to be Bruno? Okay.
Grow up, Jarrett. Quit wearing costumes for Halloween.
Quit trick-or-treating.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
All right, there I go again, insulting him before a question.
We got a double perfect game going.
Stupid of me.
You never mess with a perfect game, Vic.
You don't. I just did.
All right, this would be the first win to 10 points.
All right.
This determines who enters the next round robin. Am I wrong?
Yeah, but I wasn't.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, but I wasn't over.
Smokey, my friend. You're entering a world of pain.
Walter, man.
You mark that frame in 8, you're entering a world of pain.
I'm not.
A world of pain.
This is your partner.
Has the whole world gone crazy?
Wow. I don't know this one. The window has been open. I'll guess not a mustache.
No, it is John Goodman with a mustache from Big Lebowski.
Oh. I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
Oh, you would enjoy it. You should watch it. It's a very good movie. All right. For the win, Vinny.
All right.
It's called Sex Panther by Odeon. It's illegal in 9 countries. Yep, it's made with bits of real panther, so you know it's good.
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
That is a mustache and Paul Rudd as Brian Fantana.
That is correct. A comeback win for Vince Murata, but a very competitive game this week.
A comeback win?
As in you came back from losing last week.
Yeah, but a comeback win, what would be a good soundbite to play there? Eh?
How'd he catch my ass? What the?
I just want to hear that as much as possible.
Well done, yes.
Good game today. A mustache, not a mustache.
Oh, yeah. Hey, here we go again. Real congenial Vinny when he wins.
There was no controversy
right,
this week.
Right.
That is true. Yes, I was going to point that out. I still don't. Did you? I don't know if you ever wound up texting.
No, we did get. I saw a still shot of Charlie Steiner broadcasting a World Series game from his living room. And that was enough to satisfy
with me. A beard.
With a full beard.
There you go.
Yes.
Fantastic.